Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Al Corinth. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. So I hope you'll stick around tonight and make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swing straight-ahead sounds. Tonight, I'm going to feature as a second installment highlighting the alto sax work of Cannonball Adderley, a great alto sax man that came out of Florida around 1955, went up to New York City and became an overnight sensation and immediately started recording him. He had read a long recording career until his premature death. I think he was only about 47, 48 when he died. A great arranger, composer, alto sax man, leader of several outstanding jazz ensembles. Our first track is from an album called Things Are Getting Better on a Riverside label, and really an all-star aggregation. We've got, of course, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, the foremost exponent of the vibraphone, Milt Jackson on vibes, first call piano player with everybody on the scene at that time, Wynton Kelly, Percy Haith on bass, who was at that time a member of the Modern Jazz Quartet, and on drums was Art Blakey. At that time, was a leader of the Blue Note Jazz Messengers. So, quite an aggregation. And let's listen to their resurrection of an old tune that goes quite back, probably to the turn of the century, or the previous century, called "The Sidewalks of New York." Thank you. Ah, that was a wonderful version of Sidewalks of New York, resurrected by alto sax man Cannibal Alley, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and some terrific vibe work there by Milt Jackson's, and a tasteful piano solo by Whitten Kelly. And that goes way, way back, but that was just a neat little swinger. And so now, what are we going to do next, Al?
Well, my first offering tonight is by a trio led by drummer Joe Jones. It features Joe on drums, Ray Bryant on piano, and Tommy Bryant on bass. And it's a tune Ray Bryant wrote entitled Biter Kelly's Blues. Thank you. That was the Joe Jones Trio, featuring Joe on drums, Ray Brandt on piano, and brother Tommy Brandt on bass. And the tune was Spider Kelly's Blues. I have no idea who Spider Kelly was, but I did discover there are three different bars in the Washington, D.C. areas with that name. So maybe Spider was some sort of a politician. That was from a CD entitled The Essential Joe Jones, which originally was on a Vanguard LP recorded in 1958 and then reissued again in 1977 on CD.
Continuing to spotlight the alto sax artistry of Cannonball Adderley, we're going to now turn to an album that he cut on the Blue Note label in March of 1958 in New York City called Something Else. And he brings in the heavyweights on this particular track. He brings in Miles Davis on trumpet, the inimitable Hank Jones on piano, one of the leading exponents of acoustic bass, Sam Jones, and Art Blakey, the leader of the Jazz Messengers, is back on drums on this track also. And here they dip into the great songbook of Arthur Schwartz and Dietz, and they do Dancing in the Dark.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful ballad rendition by Cannonball Adderley of something out of the Swartz and Dietz songbook. It's been a evergreen all down through the years, Dancing in the Dark. Miles Davis is on the label as on trumpet, but he sat out on that particular set. It was just Cannonball on alto, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And that was a fine Blue Note album cut in 1958. So let's move on. Al, what are we going to have up next?
I think I mentioned before that I think certain vocalists have a knack for eliciting great solos from their instrumental accompanist. So my next offering is a good example of that, I think. It features Sarah Vaughan, and the soloists you'll hear are Clifford Brown on trumpet, Paul Quinichet on tenor sax, Herbie Mann on flute, Jimmy Jones on piano, and the rhythm section is rounded out by Joe Benjamin on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. They're going to do a Dorothy Fields, Richard Rodgers tune entitled It's Crazy.
I jump up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed, humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. It's crazy, but I'm in love. Thank you. up at dawn, shake out the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars, chase that old moon, fall into bed humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love, 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 love. It's crazy, 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 but I'm in love.
That was Sassy, known more widely as Sarah Vaughan, doing a Dorothy Fields, Richard Rodgers tune entitled It's Crazy, with great solos there by Clifford Brown, trumpet, Paul Quinochet, the vice president, on tenor sax, Herbie Mann on flute, Jimmy Jones on piano. And the rhythm section was rounded up by Joe Benjamin on bass and Roy Haynes on drums. That was from an Amarcy LP entitled Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown. It was released in 1954 and then reissued again on CD in 1990. I originally purchased that LP soon after it was released, and that was during my college years when the party scene was pervasive at that time, so somewhere along the line it was purloined, and I was more than happy to discover a few years back that it was re-released on CD.
Continuing to highlight the Cannonball's work on alto sax, we're going to now turn to one of his really working groups. Cannonball led several fine aggregations over the years, and this was a really fine unit. With, of course, Cannonball on alto sax, his younger brother, Nat Adderley, on cornet, really an underrated cornet player, and just, I thought, just about as good a musician as Cannonball himself. And on piano, out of London, England, excellent swinging piano player, Victor Feldman. We got Sam Jones back on bass, one of the best acoustic bass players on the scene, a fine swinging drummer, Lewis Hayes, on drums. This is from a Riverside album, Cannonball Adderley Quintet at the Lighthouse, which was a club in California, Long Beach, California. And this was cut on a Riverside album in about 1960. And this is Cole Porter's composition, What Is This Thing Called Love? Thank you.
What is this thing called love?
Yeah, Cannonball Alley Live. That was Cannonball. You heard it at the end announcing the name of the song. And that was from Cannonball Alley's quintet live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California, October 1960, cut on the Riverside label. And I also had a fine cornet solo by Cannonball's younger brother, Nat Adderley. So what are we going to do next, Al?
Next, we'll hear from Tab Smith. Tab spent most of his time in the 1930s and 1940s working for the Lucky Millinder Band and the Count Basie Band. Then after World War II, he decided to work mostly in his own small groups, and he recorded some 90 sides for the United Record label. He decided not to participate in the bebop era and turned his attention instead to the rhythm and blues market, where he had several hits. Then in 1991, the Delmark label decided to re-release and release all of his 90 sides, because only about half of them had ever seen the light of day, mostly due to the fact that United Records ceased existing in 1957. So this is the title tune from the first of those reissued CDs. And here it features Tab on tenor sax, even though his primary instrument was the alto sax. He's playing tenor sax here along with Sonny Cohn on trumpet, and Leon Washington also on tenor sax, Laverne Dillon on piano, Wilford Mitterbrooks on bass, Walter Johnson on drums. And this is a tune written by Tab entitled Jump Time. That was Jump Time, featuring a group headed by Tab Smith, with Tab on tenor sax, Leon Washington also on tenor sax, Sonny Cohn on trumpet, Laverne Dillon on piano, Wilford Mitterbrooks on bass, and Walter Johnson on drums. It was from that was originally released on the United Records label in 1952, and then reissued on the Delmark label in 1991.
Continuing to highlight the alto sax artistry of Cannonball Adderley, we're going to move now to a Riverside album cut in May of 1959. And on this particular track, besides Cannonball, we have one of the foremost pianists at the time, First Call, Sideman, and he cut several albums under his own name, Wynton Kelly on piano. We've got Percy Heath on bass, who at that time was in the Modern Jazz Quartet. And then we have Albert Tootie Heath on drums, brother of Jimmy Heath and Percy Heath, the bass man. And this is something out of the Johnny Mercer songbook that was a favorite of the jazz musicians all down through the years, particularly during this era, I Remember You. Thank you. was our featured artist of the week, alto sax man Cannibal Adderley, from his Riverside album. Cannibal takes charge, doing something out of the Johnny Mercer songbook, I Remember You, backed by Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums, is Percy's brother. So what's up next, Al?
You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a short break between the hours for the news. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got lots of quality mainstream jazz lined up for your listening pleasure. We're going to wrap up this first hour with another group led by Milt. This time it's Milt Jackson. And it's from a Salvay LP entitled Jazz Skyline. It features Milt on vibes, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled The Lady is a Tramp. Thank you.
Thank you.